This is an MUT Radio podcast.
An MUT show, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, let us get into it. Today we are joined by Victor Eze, all the way from Nigeria. Hello, Victor. Victor, hello.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you now. Are you doing good, brother?
Yeah, I'm okay, 100.
Thank you so much, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we are getting into our new feature. We call it One Africa, One Love. This is where we invite different people from different countries all around Africa as the continent, African countries. And we want to just erase all this misconception people might have regarding Nigeria, all the misconception people might have regarding Angola or any other African countries. So we are joined by Mr. Victor Eze, all the way from Nigeria. How is Nigeria right now, Victor?
Nigeria is okay. Peaceful.
Yeah.
Taking things one day at a time. We're good.
All right. That is great, man. That is great. And which part of Nigeria are you from?
I'm from the eastern part, but currently based in Lagos. I live in Lagos. I work in Lagos, but I'm from the east.
Oh, Lagos. Yeah. I want to visit Lagos maybe some years to come.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful state. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah. There are a lot of people that are listening to you, Vic. Approximately 5,000 people that are tuning in right now. They want to know more about Nigeria. They want to know more about Lagos. And also maybe some will be assisted in actually rebuking all the misconception that they may have or that they had about Nigeria. Maybe to kickstart our conversation, I want to know how many languages in Nigeria?
We have more than 200 languages in Nigeria.
Oh, two.
We have more than 200 languages, but majorly the ones that are spoken generally is based on the tribe. We have three dominant tribes. So we have more than 200 languages, but generally you don't hear them mostly unless you live in those certain parts of the country.
Yeah.
But there are three dominant languages or three dominant tribes, you know, that is well spoken, you know, in a national level.
Yeah, yeah. And what are those languages?
The Igbo, the Yoruba, and the Hausa. Then for the north, you have the Hausa in the north.
Yeah.
In the east, where I'm from, you have the Igbo tribe. And in the southwest, you have the Yoruba, very dominant group. So these are the three major tribes, you know, that is like people know often or that has lots of population.
I'm going to give you a chance, maybe before we wrap up the interview, just to say something in Igbo, in Igbo and Yoruba and all those other languages. I'm going to give you a chance to do that. Now, getting into the tribes now, you have actually mentioned that there are three dominant tribes. Maybe take us through, man, Igbo, Yoruba and all other tribes. What are those tribes?
Yeah, outside the Igbo, the Yoruba, the Hausa, you know, you have some Niger Delta tribe, you have the Ijo, you have the Robo, you have the Ishan from Edo State. Then in the terms of basically we have other tribes that people don't normally know or hear of, right?
Yeah.
But like I said, the dominant tribe are the Igbo, Yorubas and Hausa, you know, and when you go to the north, the language that you hear them speak more often is the basically they speak Hausa, and you also have the Fulani.
Yeah.
But the Hausas, they are predominant, they are bigger in the north, and you know, and when you come to the north, that is also the place where you have lots of Muslims. That is also where you have Islam well practiced, like there are some other part of the country that you don't have that being practiced a lot, but in terms of the north you have Islam and all that. Then for the Igbos in the west, No, the east.
Yeah.
For the Igbos in the east, yeah, that is where you have lots of young people going into trade, going into business. When it comes to business in Nigeria, it's the Igbos that is mostly mentioned, right? Like when it comes to trading, doing business locally, internationally, more often, the people that is at the forefront is the Igbo tribe, which is from the eastern part of Nigeria.
Okay.
Then for the Yorubas are very creative. They're very smart people, you know. I know there are other tribes that are that goes to school, that are like that are well schooled and educated, but the Yorubas, they are well grounded when it comes to education. They are very intelligent people. You know, when they want to go to school, they get to the highest level. And if you go to countries like the UK, the US, like, you're going to see lots of Yoruba people there. Not that you don't see the Igbos. We also have the Igbos and the Hausas and, like, doing well, you know, in terms of schooling and education and all that. But the Yorubas, you know, they're a big step ahead and they are doing really great.
Nigerians are actually known of being religious. They love religion. They love their God and all that. What does religion mean to Nigerian?
Generally, like, religion is part of our life in terms of Christianity and Islam. Like I said, in the north, you have the Muslims. Majority of the Muslims, they live in the north. You know, and generally Nigerians don't joke with religion. We feel like, you know, we can't achieve anything or we can't get anything right in life. Most often, without committing it into the hands of God, without, you know, having that God support, that belief. Then in terms of Christianity, you know, we are really religious, man. No lies about that. Like, we see it is a way of life for us most often. Like, we see it as something that, you know, without God's backing, you know, we can't really get anything right. So that's our belief as a nation.
Yeah, that is nice. Here in South Africa, we have like 9 provinces. I want to know from Nigeria, do you have provinces or regions?
No, we don't call it region. We don't call it province. We call it states.
Oh, okay. Right. States. Tell me more about that.
States in Nigeria. We call it states.
Okay. How many states do you have in Nigeria?
We have 36 states plus the Federal Capital Territory.
Oh, 36 states. Just imagine South Africa having like 36 provinces. that would be crazy. Yeah. So now, do you have maybe something sort of a capital city of Nigeria?
The capital city of Nigeria? That's Abuja, the Federal Capital Territory, right?
Yes, yes.
That's Abuja.
Okay. Where is it situated?
It's situated in the north, north central. It's in the north.
And what state is that?
It's called Abuja, not in a state. Like, the Federal Capital Territory is called Abuja.
Oh, that is the capital. All right.
Standing on its own. That is where the president lives.
Okay. Right. Like the White House
is in the north.
Okay. Right. No, I do understand you, Victor. Let us look at maybe who is a current president of Nigeria at this moment.
Bola Ahmed Tinubu.
All right, you broke up there. Who is it?
Did you get what I just said?
No, I did not.
I said the current president of Nigeria is Bola Ahmed Tinubu. The man is from the western part of Nigeria. The man is Yoruba by tribe.
Yoruba by tribe. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is from the western part of Nigeria.
That is nice, man. Let's look at maybe, Victor, I want to look at the consensus of the population of Nigeria. Like, the population of Nigeria. What is the population of Nigeria?
Nigeria, if you would like to know that, first and foremost, Nigeria is the most populated country in Africa.
Yeah.
And Nigeria is more than 200 million people currently. We are more than 200 million in terms of population and number. So, and based on the last census that was done in Africa, it was discovered that Nigeria is the most populated nation in Africa.
Did you know that, producer? You did not. Nigeria is the most populated country in Africa. We are learning a lot. So let us look at maybe the most spoken language in Nigeria.
You know, generally, you know, outside our local language, outside the three, like in terms of the three basic local languages or the nationally accepted local languages that is spoken, you know, the language that is spoken at a national level, I think, is English.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not like, but if you're living in the West, you get to hear more of Yoruba. Like, I live in Lagos right now.
Yeah.
So you hear lots of people speaking Yoruba day by day, you know, it's like their local dialect. then if you live in the East, you're going to hear lots of people speaking Igbo. If you live in the North, you're going to learn a bit of Hausa and all that. So, but generally, you know, at a national level, just like I'm talking to you right now in English, you know, we communicate in English, you know.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah. So do you know how to make a jolobu?
Jollof.
Do you know how to make jollof?
Jollof rice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do, man. You know, my mom taught me, you know. I learned it when I was much younger. You know, I learned it from my mom. You know, it's not everybody that knows how to make it, though, because most times there's this argument or there's this fight between Nigerians and Ghana who has the best jollof. Right? So mostly it's crazy, you know, the banter, the fighting, the social media, you know, it's just the, you know, catching crews, like vibing to who is the best in this, who is the best in that, you know. But yeah, I can make jollof rice. I learned it from my mom.
Nice. We still have uncircled a battle of Amapiano with Nigeria, because Nigeria is actually proclaiming that they are the best when it comes to Amapiano. But us as South Africa, we are saying that we are the originators of Amapiano. What is your say?
Okay. First and foremost, you know, I would like to say during the AFCON.
Yeah.
The AFCON, you know, like, Nigerians, let me just be honest with you guys. First and foremost, Nigeria is a crazy country when it comes to making jokes, having fun. We are happy people.
That's
one thing I want to make you understand. First and foremost, you know, I watched during the AFCON while we were playing South Africa, or before we played South Africa, we were like bragging that we are going to take Amapiano from you guys. Like that. But originally, we know that South Africa owns Amapiano. But when you see people like Asake, you see people like a couple of our musicians, like Olamide, you know, they've played with the beat a lot. Like, we've been able to use the beat. We've been able to steal the beat from you guys. So, first of all, most, like, I feel like coming up with a beat know, makes you the owner. But like somebody else was able to play it, like, man, this is an amazing sound. This is something very good. This is something I like, and I can make it better. So sorry to say, bro, I feel like, you know, Nigerians or Nigeria has been able to take Amapiano to a whole new level. There's a woman, there's a musician that I knew that has been playing with Amapiano for a long time, even before people like Asake started playing with it. Her name is Niniola.
Yeah, Niniola. I know Niniola.
She loves your sound so much.
Yeah.
Almost all her songs she uses Amapiano, and I feel like she took it to a whole new level. So South Africa owns Amapiano instrumental originally, but I feel like Nigerians were taking it to a whole new level, man.
Okay. I'm just gonna reserve my comment. I'm not gonna comment as yet. You are my guest, so I'm just gonna give you a pass on this one. Victor, I want us to look at maybe the popular dishes of Nigeria, like the food that you guys eat. I know there is fufu, there is moi moi. Tell us more.
Nigeria generally, where we have variety of dishes. You know, if you're talking about variety of dishes, it also depends on the part of the country where you live, right? Also depends. Like me that lives in Lagos right now, you know, based on this is a Yoruba state, like a Western state, you know, we eat lots of amala. Ewedu, fufu, ila, gbegiri. Right, so these are Yoruba food, like this is their local dish here. Yeah. But generally, if you're speaking like at a national level, where as in the food that everybody eat in common, I would say jollof rice, white rice, egusi soup, and fufu, banga soup, you know, okra, ogbono soup, you know, yam, plantain, potato, you know. Just that is like the general type of food that you can find anybody eating anywhere, right? But like I said, like in terms of each state and each region, they have what they are known for. Like if you're talking about the East, if you live in the East, like if you live in the eastern part of Nigeria, there's food, there's something called okpa. So that food called okpa is like something that is easily made, that when you move in the street, you see people selling it. Like, it is known that this is an Igbo food. This is a food that is made in the West. So let's assume that you're living in the North, or you're living in the South, or you're living in the West. The moment you see that particular food, you know that this is from this particular part of the country.
Yeah.
So the basic is just like I said, is like rice, jollof, white, egusi soup, okra soup, you know, I feel like bread, you know, generally like people eat these things every day, like in normal food here.
I think it's same applies to South Africa. Food is more associated with the tribe, especially the Zulu tribe. They are known for eating a lot of meat, beef. Like we have inhlogo, we call it inhlogo. This is where now it's that the meat from the head of the cow, you understand? So we call it inhlogo. Yeah. The Zulus are known for meat eaters, for being like they eat the most of meat. Most of the time, they eat meat and meat and meat. And then we have what we call amatonga, all the way from Emanguza, just before the border of Zimbabwe and Mozambique. So they eat a lot of nuts. They eat a lot of fruits. They have like trees all over. Like every home has like a garden of mango, oranges, nuts, and everything. So they eat like... And also there is this thing, esibiza ngamaganu, amarula. They love it a lot here in South Africa. Victor, before we close off, man, I just want to know, different languages. I need you to say good morning in Yoruba.
If you want to say good morning in Yoruba, it's Ekaro.
Akaro.
You didn't get that. Ekaro.
Ekaro.
Ekaro, it means good morning in Yoruba.
Oh, Ekaro. Okay.
Ekaro.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to get that. move on to what we call Igbo.
Igbo tribe, yeah.
Yeah. How do I say my name is Tutugo in Igbo?
Afamubu Tutugo.
Afamubu Tutugo.
Yeah, Afamu means my name. Afamubu Tutugo.
Afamubu Tutugo.
Afamu, not Afamu.
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 Afamu Montutugo.
Tutugo, yeah.
Oh, yeah! I learned that. The numbers are going high. Victor, thank you so much for teaching us all things Nigeria. Man, now we know there are different tribes in Nigeria, but there are three dominant tribes. You have mentioned that also you have different cuisines or different dish in Nigeria. You have fufu, you have moi moi, you have jollof. You have a lot of things. And also, we now know who is the president of Nigeria at this moment. And also, he comes from what tribe?
The western part of Nigeria. He's a Yoruba man.
A Yoruba man. Thank you so much, Victor. Yeah. See you next week, my Wednesday. This was so informative. We wish you well, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.